Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
We have nothing but love for most of our coworkers here. We enjoy our working experience here at Country 106.7.
You say, when you say
we are three radio stations. We are 570 News. We are Chime 96.7. Did I screw that up? Is it 96.7 Chime?
No, you were right the first time. Yeah.
We are all part of the Rogers Kitchener Radio Group, and we're super happy to be in this brand new, gorgeous building on the boardwalk, right in between Kitchener and Waterloo. So we've spread our love between two towns, and everybody in here enjoys each other, mostly, I think. We all, you know, a lot of us socialize outside of work.
Except
we
for
all
the jerk who runs this place.
Well, Polly, don't jump on that bandwagon.
Attaboy,
what are you doing?
Polly, welcome to Team Farwell, buddy. Woo! Only one missing is you, Campbell.
If both you idiots get fired and I have to do this by myself, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, you hear that, jerk? Don't leave her by yourself.
Do you hear that? I was just talking about how much I love my coworkers, and then from love to idiot in like 2.4 seconds.
That's all it takes for Polly and I.
So one of the latest additions to our Country 106.7 team is Ryan Goss, who is a joyful, sweet human being. He is very kind. He loves his mom. He loves his girlfriend. He loves country music. He loves Jesus.
He hates me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That, like, what if one of these things is not like the other? Loves his mom, loves his girlfriend, loves Jesus. That sounds like a good guy. And then there's you and Farwell with our afternoon host, Ryan Goss. What did you do to him?
I didn't do anything to him. In fact, I was trying to be a good coworker. When we moved to the new studios, there were lockers provided for all of the staff.
It's like high school.
It is.
Which reminds me, I got to get a picture of Heather Locklear from my locker.
And Rob Lowe for mine.
I get Heather Locklear in my locker. Don't be mowing my grass, Polly.
You don't have a locker.
That's a good point, actually.
Okay. Let's get this straight.
So I was a little slow on the uptake, and I did not get a locker. I didn't get to my assignment in time. The lockers were all gone.
You can just gaze lovingly and longingly at that picture of Heather Locklear you carry around in your pants. Don't act like it's not true.
That's not a picture of Heather Locklear in my pants. Edith, don't worry. Just stop worrying so much. So I did not get a locker. And because of that, my stuff that I brought from the old station has to stay in this studio. So being the good coworker that I am, or I thought I was trying to be kind to Ryan Goss, who comes in here in the afternoon between 2 and 7, and Care, who's in here from 7 until God knows when, because I'm in bed before she's finished her show. But I told them both, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be entitled. I'm not trying to get in your way. I just have no other place for my stuff until we get new lockers.
Yes.
So I left it. And then, because I got to be me, I specifically went to Ryan, who I call Goose. And I'm like, Goose, don't you dare mess with my stuff, man. If you mess with my stuff, I'm going to mess with you. And I was, you know, I was trying to be a tough guy just for fun. And then he took the fun to a new level and he messed with my stuff.
Goose Goss, our Ryan.
Yeah.
Is 6'72". He's a giant person.
I ain't
He's
scared.
He's so tall. So I was nervous about you starting a thing with him.
So,
you know, because you are a lot of man packed into a not, like, you're just not as tall as he is.
It's true, but per square
a
inch,
lot
per
of
capita,
man.
there's a lot of men in this 4'11" frame. Yeah. So it's begun with some back and forth hijinks. The most recent being emphasis on the high. He put some of my stuff up high where he didn't think I could reach it.
Yeah, and there's a video. You can see the stuff. The stuff was Farwell's Southern Comfort and his Popeye cigarettes.
Candy sticks.
Sorry,
it was candy and booze. But yeah, you can see the video on our Facebook fan page. Country1067.com gets you there.
You jumped up to retrieve that stuff.
You were like a cat.
Yes, you were like a cat. You said that in the video.
I did.
It was unbelievable. Your grace was astounding.
Right?
It was beautiful.
One take. I got to give producer Polly some credit on the camera work too. Dude, it's good. Like, it's quality video.
Thanks.
So that's where it's at. So the ball is in my court to volley back at Goose in the afternoon.
Right.
I'm going to, maybe not today.
You.
Tomorrow for sure.
I've got the best idea ever.
I'm going to save that one for a little bit. I'm not even kidding.
It's so good.
I have been offered some very high profile, heavyweight help. This guy, poor Ryan, has no idea.
Hmm.
And I have not asked for anything, but people that have seen the video, I've gotten... I'm going to tell you right now, I have received a Facebook message from a former captain of the Kitchener Rangers,
mm-hmm.
who says, Farsi,
yeah.
nobody's allowed to make fun of your height except me. I'm on Team Farwell for this. So I'm calling him in. I'm going to call him in. I'm going to get some... Yeah, so it's not just... Goose is not just messing with me in this morning show.
You're going to bring Kitchener Rangers to a Goose fight. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So we will keep you posted. Again, before the end of the... It may not happen today, but we'll get Ryan back. And this is... Listen, you mess with the bold kid, you're going to get the horns. So that's what's going to happen. Video's on our Facebook fan page.
You're the bull?
Yeah, I'm the bull.
Oh, okay.
Strong leg bull.
He's the giraffe.
Exactly.
And you're the bull.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.